Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I had a very special guest on the show today, Kathy Harkless from Yatak & Stitches. Kathy, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Gresham. Thanks for having me.
No problem, no problem. And if you don't know, Kathy is my mom, so I wanted to make sure to kick off the show. I wanted to have Kathy on, or aka my mom, on the show. And what I wanted to do was just kind of read a little bit about her and all the things that she's been able to accomplish. Kathy H. Harkless is the founder of Yatak & Stitches. Yatak & Stitches is an embroidery company offering embroidery and digitizing of logos, designs, and images. They personalize and individualize and customize. Their talented team consists of needle arts and have a passion for crochet, embroidery, personalizing gifts with bling, and embellishment for gift giving for life events such as babies, birthdays, weddings, retirements, memorials, gift baskets, and their gorgeous line of realtor baskets. And the Yatak team strives to exceed their clients' expectations by imagining the possibilities in the amazing world of needle arts. So Kathy, are you ready to get started and speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am. I'm very excited to.
Awesome. 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 Well, the first thing I wanted to do was just kind of give you the floor to ask if you could tell your CEO story. What has led you to this part of your life and in your business?
I was in the corporate world for quite a few years. Actually started up Yatak & Stitches about 10 years ago, actually as a part-time gig. And actually I started doing things for family. Actually started with you doing things when you went to college, personalizing things and doing things for your journey at college life, college logos, and then also doing things that that people loved. You like basketball, people like pets, people have a different passion in life, and it's nice to capture that in embroidery and the needle arts.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, that's been very true that sometimes if I'm wondering where I'm going throughout my life, I can look back and see what I have embroidered, and that means that's probably the stage of life that I'm at. So it makes perfect sense. So I guess could you tell us a little bit more about your products and services that you provide for your clients?
The products that we actually provide is a line of products that are could be logos for a business, could be designs that are personal, and could be images that people have. And we actually digitize those, and we actually then embroider them. We do any type of embroidery. We do logos. We do monograms. We do names. There are a lot of people now that have in that have unique names, unique spelling, and sometimes it can be a family name, and we can carry that from one generation to another. We provide baby blankets. We provide prayer shawls. We provide everything for every life event that could happen in a person's life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know that obviously I know you're based in the DMV, the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area, as I like to call it. So what do you think makes you and your organization unique from other embroidery businesses or businesses that might be in the area or around the world?
The personalization and customization that we do. We actually do unique things for our unique customers. Just the other day, one of our projects was actually a retirement gift that we actually embroidered a Speedo with patches for a Marine who is retiring. And then we personalized the back of the Speedo with retiree. Our orders are very unique. Our clients are very unique. And they come with whatever they can imagine. And then we take that and we imagine the possibilities. That's our tagline. And that seems to have taken us over the last couple of years. And it doesn't seem to stop. They get more unique and more specialized based on what the client requires or asks. We push the envelope.
That makes perfect sense. So it's funny because a lot of people have these ideas of all these great things that they want to do or they want to create, but a lot of times they don't know exactly how to create them. But it sounds like you kind of bridge that gap where you're able to see what somebody's vision might be, but actually able to execute that for their specific business or their specific vision, I should say.
Very true.
Awesome. 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 Well, one of the big things that we try to do on the I Am CEO chat is, I Am CEO podcast, is really to get the opportunity to see what CEO hack or thing that you use in your business or in your life that kind of has helped you as a CEO or helped you as an entrepreneur or helped you as a business owner. Could you explain maybe one thing that you have used or continue to use that has been really great for your business?
I do a lot of embroidery for the church, and I'm led by scripture. I read the daily word each and every day, and that kind of takes me as the business head in meeting a lot of different and unique people, and somehow they're led to me, and actually embroidering scripture is very exciting to me to see it in print. Based on when I was a little girl growing up, my grandfather and I used to talk about the scripture back and forth, and it's kind of unique that I get the opportunity now to embroider it and stitch it out, whether I put it on a t-shirt for someone or a prayer shawl for someone, and to see their response and what it means to them. That inspires me, actually reading the scripture. I have this book that I also am reading called To Create. I heard a lot about that, and it's an exciting book, and it talks about the things in your life. Sometimes we have a lot of clutter in our life, and to be directed and driven toward what makes you happy. And it makes me very happy when I get to embroider, when I get to crochet a prayer shawl or a baby blanket. You know, that's the start of a life, or at a point in a person's life when they may need something to inspire them, something that they can read, a scripture that they can wrap themselves in a prayer shawl, or that a baby can be wrapped in a baby blanket. I think that's just an awesome way to document, and documenting things with embroidery is just what we do.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, it's funny because a lot of times when you talk with, you know, CEOs or entrepreneurs and business owners, you always hear about that higher calling, like this is the path that I should be taking. But it's awesome that you're able to kind of take time on a daily basis to review the scripture, but also be able to understand how that aligns with what it is that you're creating and what it is that you're doing. So that's pretty awesome. Now, the next question that I had is really kind of like a word of wisdom, or like I call a CEO nugget, that you would kind of give to another entrepreneur and business owner that you've learned from being in business for the last 10 years. What CEO nugget do you have that can help us be maybe a better entrepreneur or business owner?
I like two things. I like Nike's just do it, because a lot of times you delay or you procrastinate or you put things on hold. I like just doing it. I like being put out in a sense, just being placed on the ledge and jumping, because there is no perfect time. There is no better time. And then something else is to never give up, because when you take the leap of faith and you jump, sometimes things might look a little different than what you thought. And so when you never give up, you always look at what options you can take, or maybe it's a different route in the journey than you thought, or that you feel like you have to take when you do jump. But those two things, I think, drive me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know we have a lot of different, or are going to have a lot of different types of CEOs on this business, whether it be, you know, part-time CEOs or people that are running, you know, big, huge companies that have thousands and thousands of employees, or people that are running their business maybe out of their Paris garage. So what I wanted to ask is, just for you specifically, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think it's an awesome opportunity because in the last 3 years since I left the corporate world and have been devoting full time to Yutaq and Stitches, the flexibility in meeting new people, the flexibility in being allowed to get up every morning, read my daily word, and take my walk of 7 miles a day. That devotion to my time with reading the daily word, listening to what God is telling me and leading me in my life, and then also taking the journey of owning my business and doing my business. And again, the flexibility has been amazing, and having the time to be inspired, to be creative, to actually have your own schedule is just the most amazing part of the of this journey that I've had.
Awesome. Well, Kathy, Mom, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. I just wanted to give you the floor to see if there was anything additional that you wanted to tell our readers or our listeners, and just to see also, too, how people can get a hold of you.
The thing that I'll say again is get something that works for you. The daily word works for me, reading that each and every day. There are days that I really can identify with it. Another thing I'll say again is to never give up. Doing your business and being able to share that passion. When I do logos for business clients, to see the glimmer in their eye when they see their logo, to see their excitement, excites me. And that keeps me going. But something that I'll say is to always focus on what you want to do and always find a way to make sure that you do it. Because you sometimes can miss an opportunity. But if you try, you can always look back and say, you know what? You don't have to say coulda, woulda, shoulda. You can say, I did, and this is what happened. And that's a different story. So I ask people to look at my business, to visit my website, www.yutaq.com, or call at 703-680-3416. That is where you can reach us. And check out our website, because it has been a great journey, more so in the last 3 years of what we've done and how we've done it. And I can only see that we're going to get better.
Awesome. That's some phenomenal words of wisdom. And again, I just truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us, let us know a little bit about, you know, you, your background, and your organization that you're leading. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.